From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama will be talking jobs an hour from now at a special summit with business and labor leaders at the White House. Officials say the president is looking for ideas on how to ratchet up the economic recovery so that more Americans are back at work. The nation's unemployment rate now stands at 10.2%. That's the highest it's been since 1983. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is explaining to the Senate Banking Committee today why he should remain in charge of the Fed for a second term.
The Federal Reserve's actions have contributed substantially to the significant improvement in financial conditions and to what now appear to be the beginnings of a turnaround in both the U.S. and foreign economies.
And while that might be true, Bernanke has also been widely criticized, both by congressional lawmakers and the public, for bailing out Wall Street at a time when many Americans are struggling to make ends meet. If confirmed, Bernanke vowed to work with Congress to overhaul the nation's financial regulatory structure. Comcast Corporation would soon become an entertainment media conglomerate rivaling that of the Wall Street Disney Company. Comcast CEO Brian Roberts announced today his company plans to buy a majority stake in NBC Universal from General Electric Company, which has controlled NBC since 1986.
I think the two of us coming together are better than alone, and the fact that we're a cable company is certainly not going to hurt this company. And I think we're going to focus, and I think we're pretty excited.
That means the nation's largest cable TV operator would have control of the network, a number of lucrative cable channels, and a major movie studio. The deal also means consumers could view movies much more quickly on cable after showing in theaters, and TV shows could appear faster on cell phones. Critics say if the deal is approved, Comcast would wield too much power in the entertainment industry. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton travels to Brussels today to ask NATO allies to join the U.S. and send more troops and trainers to Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says she thinks there's a new awareness in Europe that the war in Afghanistan is not just America's fight.
The wake-up call about the deteriorating situation has not only been heard by the United States, but by our friends and allies.
Clinton says she'll be asking NATO allies in Brussels this week to commit more troops, trainers, and resources for Afghanistan. She was testifying on Capitol Hill alongside Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who said he hopes the president's speech this week outlining the new strategy will change the political dynamic in Europe and make it easier for countries to send more troops. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
New jobless claims fell for the fifth straight week, a sign the job market is gradually getting back on track. The government says first-time claims for unemployment insurance dropped by 5,000 to a seasonally adjusted 457,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 9 to 10,443. This is NPR. Productivity was up in a third quarter by the largest amount in 6 years. At the same time, labor costs fell. While the numbers indicate inflation is under control, they also mean workers' wages are being pushed down. And that has analysts raising questions about the strength of the economic recovery. The Commerce Department reports productivity rose at an annual rate of 8.1% between July and September. An explosion in Mogadishu that killed three ministers of government and at least 16 others appears to be the work of a suicide bomber. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
Investigators at the Shamo Hotel in Mogadishu say they found a man dressed in women's clothing among the dead, and the lower half of the man's body is missing. They're now working under the assumption that the man carried the explosives on his body. Today's blast killed Somalia's health minister, as well as the ministers of education and higher education. The founder of Somalia's only medical school is dead. Several medical students who were graduating today at a ceremony at the hotel were also killed, as were two journalists. And the Minister of Sports, Youth and Culture is in a coma. The Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab has increasingly relied on suicide bombers to strike at Somalia's internationally backed government. The U.S. has linked Al-Shabaab to Al-Qaeda, but Al-Shabaab has not claimed responsibility for today's explosion. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
In Ohio, a 50-year-old man charged with killing 11 women and leaving their remains inside his home and around his property pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Anthony Sowell was arraigned today by video hookup from jail. If convicted of any one of the killings, Sowell could get the death penalty. He's being held without bond. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.